7th Grade by Gary Soto. The first day of school, Victor stood in line. Half an hour before he came to a wobbly card table, he was handed a pocket of papers and a computer card, on which he listed his one elective, French. He already spoke Spanish and English, but he thought someday he might travel to France. Well, it was cool. Not like friends, though, where summer days reached 110 degrees in the shade. Wow, that's pretty hot. There were rivers in France, and huge churches, and fair-skinned people everywhere, the way there were brown people all around Victor. Besides, Teresa, a girl he had liked since they were in catechism, I don't know how to say that, but let's go on, classes in St. Teresa's, was taking French too. With any luck, they'd be in the same class. Teresa is going to be my girl this year, he promised himself as he left the gym for the students in their new fall clothes. She was cute and good at math, too. Victor thought as he walked down the hall to his homeroom. He ran into his friend, Michael Torres, by the fountain that never turned off. They shook hands, Reza style, and jerked their heads at one another in a saludo de vato. How come you're making a face? Said Victor. I ain't making a face, I said. This is my face, Michael said. His face had changed during the summer. He read a GQ magazine that his older brother had borrowed from the book Mobile and noticed that all the male models had the same look on their faces. They would stand one arm around a beautiful woman and skull. They would sit at a pool, their stomachs dark with shadow, and skull. They would sit at dinner tables, cool drinks in their hands, and skull. I think it works, Michael said. He skulled with his upper lip. He skulled and let his upper lip quiver. His teeth showed along the ferocity of his soul. Belinda Reyes walked by the little girl and looked at me, he said. Victor didn't say anything. He thought his friend looked pretty strange. But they talked about recent movies, baseball, their parents, and the horrors of picking grapes in order to buy their clothes. You're getting an accent there. Picking grapes was like living in the Siberia, but except hot and more boring. What classes are you taking? Michael said, scowling. French, how about you? Spanish. I ain't so good at it, even if I'm Mexican. I'm not either, but I'm better at it than math, that's for sure. A teeny 3-beat bell propelled the students to their homerooms. The two friends shook one in the arm and went their ways. Victor thinking, man, that's weird. Michael thinks making a face makes him handsome because he's ugly. On the way to his homeroom, Victor tried to scold. He felt foolish. Out of the corner, he saw a girl making a look at him. He thought, maybe it does work. He scowled with greater conviction. In the homeroom, Ron was taken. Emergency cards were passed out, and they were given a bulletin to take to their home, to their parents. The principal, Mr. Belton, spoke over the crackling loudspeaker, welcoming the students to a new year, new experiences and new friendships. The students squirmed to their chairs and ignored them. They were anxious to go to their first period. Victor sat calmly, thinking of Teresa, who sat two rows away, reading a paperback novel. This would be his lucky year. She was in his homeroom and would probably be in his English and math classes. And, of course, the bell rang for the first period. The students heard it noisily through the door. Only Teresa lingered talking with the homeroom teacher. So, do you think I could talk to Mr. Gaines? She asked the teacher. She would know about the bullet. That's a stupid voice. She would be a good bet, the teacher said. Then added, or the gym teacher, Mr. Gaza. Victor lingered, keeping his head down and staring at his desk. He wanted to leave when she did, so he could bump into her and say something clever. He watched her on the sly? Well, that would. As she turned to leave, he stood up and hurried to the door, where he managed to catch her eye. She smiled and said, oh, hey, Victor. He smiled back and said, oh, yeah, that's me. His brown face blushed. Why hadn't he said, hi, Teresa, or how was your summer? Or something nice. As Teresa walked down the hall, Victor walked the other way, looking back, admiring how gracefully she walked, and one foot in front of the other. So, much for being in the same class. Wait, I think I lost. Wait a second. So much for the same class, he thought. Wait, oh yeah. So for being in the same class, he thought. As he shredded to English, he practiced scolding. In English, they reviewed parts of speech. Mr. Lucas, a portly man, waddled down the aisle saying, "What is a noun? A person, a place, or a thing," said the class in unison. "Yes, now somebody give me a... give me... What does that mean? Now somebody give mean example of person." That sounds stupid as fuck. I said fudge. Oh, not that word. Please do not. Please do not take that the wrong way. Victor Rodriguez. Teresa! Victor said automatically. Teresa. Some of the girls giggled. They knew he had a crush on Teresa. He felt himself blushing again. "Correct," Mr. Lucas said. "Now provide me with a place." I'm feeling a little...
Mr. Lucas called on a freckled kid who wanted Teresa's home with a kitten full of big brothers.
Sandra Wayne. Okay. Where was I on? I forgot. It's gone. What's the name? Correct. Oh, yeah.
No. Teresa's house with a kitchen full of big brothers.
After English, Victor had math, his weakest subject. He sat in the back by the window, hoping that he would not be called on.
God damn it, the rain.
Victor understood most of the problems, but some of the stuff looked like the teacher made it up as she went along. It was confusing, like the inside of a watch. After math, he had a 15-minute break, then in social studies, and finally lunch. He bought a tuna casserole with buttered rolls, some fruit cocktail, and milk. He sat with Michael, who practiced scolding between bites. Girls walked by and looked at him. "See what I mean, Vic?" Michael scowled. "They love it." "Go." "Yeah, I guess so." They ate slowly. Victor, scanning the horizon for a glimpse of Teresa, said he didn't see her. "Only she must have brought lunch," he thought. And is eating outside. Victor scraped his plate and left Michael, who was busy scowling at a girl two tables away. The small triangle-shaped campus with students talking about their new classes. Everybody was in a sunny mood. Victor hurried to the bag lunch area, where he sat down and opened his math book. He moved his lips as if he were reading, but his mind was somewhere else. He raised his eyes and slowly looked around. No Teresa. He lowered his eyes, pretending to study, then slowly looked to the left. No Teresa. He turned a page to the book and started at some math problems that scared him. Because he knew he would have to do them eventually. He looked to the right, still no sign of her. He stretched out in a lazy attempt to disguise his snooping. Then he saw her. She was sitting with a girlfriend under a palm tree. Victor moved to a table near her and daydreamed about talking about her to a movie. When the bell sounded, Teresa looked up and their eyes met. She smiled sweetly and gathered her books. The next class was French. Same as Victor's. They were among the last students to arrive in class, so all the good desks in the back had already been taken. Victor was forced to sit near the front, a few desks away from Teresa's. While Mr. Bullman wrote French words on the chalkboard.
Mr. Buller.
Buller.
Yes, Buller.
The bell rang and Mr. Buller wiped his hands, turned to the class and said, "Bonjour! Bonjour!" waved a few students. "Bonjour!" Victor whispered, wondering if Teresa heard him. Probably heard that. Mr. Buller said that if the students studied hard at the end of the year, they could go to France and and be understood by the populace.
Populace.
One kid raised his hand and said, "What's populace?" The people of France. Mr. Buller asked if anyone knew French. Victor raised his hand, wanting to impress Teresa. Teacher beamed and said, "Très bien! Parlez-vous français?" Victor didn't know what to say. The teacher put his lips on asked something else in French. The room grew silent. Victor felt all eyes staring at him, but he tried to bluff his way out by making noises that sounded French. "La mère valet, bédacou glamour," he said uncertainly. Mr. Buller, wrinkling his face in curiosity, asked him to speak up. Great rose bushes of red bloomed on Victor's cheeks. A river of nervous sweat ran down his palms. He felt awful. Teresa sat a few desks away. No doubt he was thinking he was a fool. Without looking at Mr. Buller, Victor murmured, "Frangial, wee wee, September." Mr. Buller asked Victor to repeat what he said. "Frangial, wee wee, Jane, in September." Victor repeated. Mr. Buller understood that the boy didn't know French and turned away. He walked to the blackboard and pointed the words on the board with his steel-edged ruler. "La de bahi ho." Oh no, wait, how do you say it? Le batio. Le batio. Yeah, it's that. Le batio. John Cena, is that you?
Oh, I've got a laughing going on, not much recording.
Okay, if I'm right, she said le batio. Okay, le batio. He sang, "Le batio." The students repeated, "Le batio est sur à air." He sang, "Le batio est sur à air." Victor was 2 weeks from failure to join the class. He started at the board and wished he stared. He stared at the board and wished he had taken Spanish, not French. Better yet, he wished he could start his life over again. He had never been so embarrassed. He bit his thumb until he tore off a silver of skin. The bell sounded for the fifth period. Victor shot out of the room, avoiding the stares of the other kids, but had to return for his math books. He looked sheepishly at the teacher, who was erasing the board, then widened his eyes in terror at Teresa, who stood in front of him. "I didn't know you'd speak French," she said. "That was good." Mr. Buller looked at Victor, and Victor looked back. "Oh, please don't say anything," Victor pleaded with his eyes. "I'll wash your car, I'll mow your lawn, I'll walk your dog, anything. I'll be your best student and clean the races after school." Mr. Buller shuffled through the papers on his desk. He smiled, hummed as he sat down to work. He remembered in his college years when he dated a girlfriend and borrowed cars. She thought he was rich because each time he picked her up, he had a different car. It was fun until he had spent all of his money on her and had to write home to his parents he was broke. Victor couldn't stand to look at Teresa. He was sweating with shame. I picked up a few things from movies and books and stuff like that. They left class together. Teresa asked him if he could help her with her French. "Sure, any time," Victor said. I won't be bothering you at all, will I?" "Oh, no. I like being bothered." "Bonjour," said Teresa, leaving him outside her next class. She smiled, pushed wisps of hair from her face. "Yeah, right, bonjour," Victor said. He turned and headed to his class, rosebud of shame on his face, and became banquets of love. Teresa is a great girl, he thought, and Mr. Buller is a good guy. He raced to the metal shop after metal shop there was biology, and after biology, a long spirit to the public library, where he checked out 3 French textbooks. He was gonna like 7th grade. And that's all. I hope you enjoyed this very long recording over 7th grade by Gary Stutter. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and that's all for Ireland. Taylor, goodbye. I wish you all the best luck.